September 17, 1905, how one can participate in the sorrows of the Queen Mama. Having been in much suffering because of the privation of my most sweet Jesus, this morning, the day of the sorrows of Mary Most Holy, after I struggled in some way, he came and told me, "My daughter, what do you want, that you so much yearn for me? And I, Lord, what you have for yourself, that is what I yearn for myself. And he, my daughter, for myself I have thorns, nails and cross. And I, well then, that is what I want for myself." So he gave me his crown of thorns and shared with me the pains of the cross. Then he added, "Everyone can share in the merits and in the goods produced by the sorrows of my mother. One who, in advance, places herself in the hands of Providence, offering herself to suffer any kind of pains, miseries, illnesses, calumnies, and everything which the Lord will dispose upon her, comes to participate in the first sorrow of the prophecy of Simeon. One who actually finds herself amid sufferings, and is resigned, clings more tightly to me and does not offend me, it is as if she were saving me from the hands of Herod, keeping me safe and sound within the Egypt of her heart, and she participates in the second sorrow. One who feels downhearted, dry and deprived of my presence, and remains yet firm and faithful to her usual practices, even more, she takes the opportunity to love me and to search for me more, without tiring, comes to participate in the merits and goods which my mother acquired when I was lost. One who, in any circumstance she encounters, especially in seeing me gravely offended, despised, trampled upon, tries to repair me, to compassionate me, and to pray for the very ones who offend me, it is as if I encountered in that soul my own mother who, if she could have done it, would have freed me from my enemies. And she participates in the fourth sorrow. One who crucifies her senses for love of my crucifixion, and tries to copy the virtues of my crucifixion within herself, participates in the fifth one. One who is in a continuous attitude of adoring, of kissing my wounds, of repairing, of thanking, etc., in the name of all mankind, it is as if she were holding me in her arms, just as my mother held me when I was deposed from the cross, and she participates in the sixth sorrow. One who remains in my grace and corresponds to it, giving a place to no one else but me within her heart, it is as if she buried me in the center of her heart, and she participates in the seventh one.